This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. For almost 20 years, John Arthur has been an archaeologist of beer. Okay, let's clarify that. The USF St. Petersburg Associate Professor of Anthropology has been studying the Gamo people who live in the highlands of southwestern Ethiopia. And in his research, he's not just seen how beer plays a role in the Gamo's daily lives, he's also examined the importance beer has had in the development of all civilization. When we sat down to talk recently, I asked Arthur to define what he means by the phrase, the archaeology of beer.
Well, in the archaeological record, we don't have any written records. So we're talking about sites that date back to 9,000, 5,000 years ago. We only have the earliest writing of beer at about 4,000 years ago in Mesopotamia. So when I'm talking about the archaeology of beer, we're really looking at material culture and trying to see signatures of beer production that people were making and also drinking beer.
Now, those signatures of beer, where are you finding them?
Well, in the archaeological record, most of the things that archaeologists are looking for is at pottery, because pottery survives a long period of time. And so when we're trying to look at pottery, there's certain markers on the pots that can tell us how people were using their vessels. And so one of the markers that I found when I was studying peoples in southern Ethiopia is that when they're making beer, that the beer actually erodes the inside of the pot. So this is a great signature for archaeologists to actually say, hey, I've got something here. Maybe we can test to see if there was actually beer production a long time ago.
So the idea that five, maybe even as far back as 9,000 years ago, they're using pots for beer, and they're still using very similar in the same region, correct?
They are. I mean, there's been 9,000 years of cultural change, but in southern Ethiopia, we're fortunate that they are still using pottery to make most of their meals with, and they decided to do that. They could switch to plastics and metals if they wanted to, but they feel like the food tastes better in their pots.
The other thing that you're looking at in relation to the beer and the use of beer is socioeconomic status. Why don't you define that for me, how that fits in together?
With the group that I'm working with in the Gamo, they have a very strong caste system. So the artisans are submerged. They don't have any political, social, economic rights. And so we're actually trying to figure out how did that develop. With the aspect of beer, because the high caste people control the farming, they're the ones that are actually able to make the beer. And so beer in Gamo is associated with status.
So is it mainly for the ruling class, the upper class, or does it extend to some of the lower castes as well?
Well, in the specific group that I'm studying, the Gamo, it's only related to the high caste. Sometimes you'll see lower caste drinking beer, but it's mostly related to the high caste. And it also relates to feasting as well, because we have very high leaders that are chosen by the group, and in a way of paying back their wealth to the people, they have to give two beer feasts. And this is about 2,000 liters of beer that they have to produce for each feast. So that's equivalent to about 500 gallons.
Have you looked at other regions, or at least seen research in other regions that are finding, you know, the same background and experiences with beer?
Yes, there's a lot of research in Africa. There's some research in South America, in Asia as well, showing that indigenous peoples are relying on beer. But the one thing that we need to do is try to see it archaeologically, and that's just now beginning. There's a lot of hope that we can start to see beer production in the archaeological record, but there's only a handful of people looking at it right now.
Yeah, have you managed to get your hands, I mean, I'm looking at these pictures, have you gotten your hands on these old pots? How old would you estimate the oldest one that you've handled is that has shown evidence of the use of beer in this manner?
We've been digging some sites that are at least 300 years old. They're historic sites that show definite evidence of beer. We also have cave sites that we think we have pottery that go back to about 3,000 years ago. We haven't found any beer production in the caves yet, but we're still doing the analysis. So maybe we'll find that either with this analysis or in future excavations of those caves.
Looking at the beer itself, just for a moment out of the curiosity's sake, what kind of beer are we talking about? Are we talking about an ale? Are we talking about a lager? If there's a way to look at the specific kind of beer.
Oh, well, it's nothing that most Americans have had to drink before. It's a very sour type of beer, and it has things floating on the top. But it's also very nutritious, and it has high rate of protein, large amount of vitamins, and also the low amount of alcohol content, probably somewhere in the range of 2 to 4, actually keeps the bacteria down in the water that they're using. So it's actually safer to drink the beer than it is to drink the water.
And it's 2 to 4%?
I don't think it's ever been measured, but it's roughly around that, yeah.
Your work also shows that beer may have played an even bigger role in civilization, basically in how we changed from being hunter-gatherers to more of an agricultural-based society, right?
Right. I mean, the whole point of this is the domestication of grains, which is one of the most radical transformations that humans have ever made on this planet about 10,000 years ago. We've been hunters and gatherers for 95% of the time on Earth. But why did we switch to domesticating foods, which is riskier, it's harder work to be a farmer? Well, one of the arguments is, would we have done this for bread? And the counterargument said, no, we would have done this to actually produce beer, because beer is actually healthier than the unleavened bread at this time. And also, if you can produce something such as beer, you can help motivate people to do work. And we know that many people around the world, in Africa, South America, Asia, use beer as a commodity to pay people to harvest, to plant their crops, because they don't have a large amount of money. And so we have to think of beer in a different way. Beer in most indigenous societies is food. It's not something that you just drink to enjoy, but it's actually beer is food.
Beer still plays that role in these societies these days, doesn't it?
It does. In parts of Africa, 1/3 to 1/8 of the crops are used just to make beer. And so it's a daily staple for many peoples all over the world.
What's been the response to your research? I mean, obviously on the surface, the first initial response is going to be, ooh, beer, I'm interested in finding out more. But then you dig deeper into it, and as you say, the idea that this could have played a role in, you know, changing the nature of mankind to some extent. It's kind of mind-blowing to think of beer that manner.
This research has been going on for 60 years. It started in 1953, so I'm not the first person to look at this issue. But it has gained steam lately with all the microbreweries being built up around the country. But it has an important aspect to it. I mean, it has issues of domestication of foods, which again is such a radical change, one of the largest changes that we've ever done as a human race. And then it has aspects of a commodity, as economics, of paying people to do work. It has aspects of health-related issues, that it's healthier than drinking just water that hasn't been filtered or chlorinated. So beer is a very important source, staple for many peoples, many indigenous peoples around the world. It's not something that they just drink and are getting drunk by. This is something that is critical. And in most societies, if not all of them, there's very strict rules about drinking too much. So this is not something that people are drinking to extreme. They're drinking it as a daily staple.
Almost a daily bread, so to speak.
Sometimes it's called the liquid bread.
And personal question, beer drinker yourself, what's your beer of choice?
Well, I guess I could pander to Tampa Bay and say only local Tampa Bay beers. Recently, I've liked the Green Bench Breweries, so I'll go with that one.
John Arthur, Professor of Anthropology for USF St. Petersburg, thank you for joining us on University Beat.
Well, thank you for having me.